This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there. The legal team had done a very thorough search and had turned over. We'd been very cooperative with the Biden administration and the DOJ and turned over everything that we found that we had. So it's my understanding, on very good belief based on a thorough investigation, that there was nothing there.
So that's Christina Bob, Trump lawyer, who's talking about what was there, what was taken. And we are joined now by an expert in the field, Mike Davis, founder and president of the Article 3 Project. You can follow them on Twitter at Article 3 Project, online at article3project.org. Mike, thank you so much for coming onto the show with us. We're really honored to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I was watching you on Shannon Bream last night, and you did a great job keying in on the judge that approved this whole thing in the first place. A lot of us are not legal minds and legal experts like yourself. Can you explain to me in very, easy terms, what was this magistrate judge? Why did they choose to go to this location to get this approved?
Well, he is a federal magistrate judge in the Palm Beach area where Mar-a-Lago is located. So it's not unusual that they would go to the Southern District of Florida to get a search warrant. What is unusual is this is an unprecedented search warrant of a former president. It's never happened before. It was so it's unprecedented. It was unnecessary. President Trump was fully cooperating with the National Archives, and it was also likely unlawful for two reasons. Number one, there were other ways that the Justice Department could have gotten these records. They could have notified Congress. They could have filed a civil lawsuit. They could have issued a subpoena. Going straight to the nuclear option, pun intended, of the home raid of a former president is a red line that the Biden Justice Department Attorney General Merrick Garland crossed. And what's also unlawful about this search is, under the Constitution, in order to obtain a search warrant, you have to have probable cause, and you have to present that probable cause to a neutral, detached judicial officer. And the problem is this magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart, is not neutral and detached. In fact, in 2017, he posted a personal attack on President Trump's integrity on Facebook. He became a magistrate judge in 2018. He was picked by the judges on the Southern District of Florida. That's how magistrate judges are picked. And he actually recused 6 weeks ago from President Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. So if he's biased and had to recuse 6 weeks ago, how the hell did that bias go away in the last 6 weeks when he signed this unnecessary, unprecedented, and unlawful home raid of President Trump's home in office?
Yeah, I think that you use the phrase, with the pun intended, to go to the nuclear option. You've said here with us here that the Trump folks were fully cooperating. And all that I have gleaned so far is that even in the midst of that full cooperation from the Trump people, that the Garland folks never said, or the Justice Department never said, that they weren't actively cooperating. They just got a tip that there might be something else still left at Mar-a-Lago. Is there any evidence? Has anybody come out and said that they were truly not in cooperation to warrant this kind of a search?
Well, I haven't heard that. And remember, this is based upon a news report from senior officials close to the investigation. So they're leaking. The Biden-Garland Justice Department is leaking this grand jury material, which is illegal. But there's also an issue where, remember, there was just a news report out a couple of days ago that Merrick Garland, from a senior Justice Department official, that Merrick Garland did not approve this raid. Well, we now know that's not true. He personally approved the raid, which is expected. He would have. He's the attorney general. And when you're dealing with high profile cases dealing with a former president, the attorney general would have to sign off on it. So, and as to these so-called classified records, we need to go through some key points here. When President Trump is the president of the United States, he has the inherent constitutional authority as the commander-in-chief, along with statutory authority, to declassify anything he wants. And every president has done this. We saw this in March of 2012, when President Obama got caught on a hot mic with the Russian president, saying that Obama would have more flexibility after the presidential election in 2012 to deal with Russia. That's highly classified information, right? And that's something that you would not want your enemy to know. And President Obama told our enemy, Russia, that at the time. Well, that's not a violation of the Espionage Act, because he's the president of the United States. He can give away any intelligence he wants. He can declassify any intelligence he wants. And that applies to Trump. When he takes records from the White House, like all former presidents do, and sends it to his home or his library, first of all, he doesn't pack his own boxes. He has staff that does that. But when he does that, it would be declassified by his actions, right? If he's sending classified materials out of the White House, it's declassified by his actions, right? And so, and then going to the point about the nuclear bomb codes or whatever the hell they're alleging, that's just complete nonsense. First, the current president has the nuke codes, and then they're validated by the Secretary of Defense. So there's no way that President Trump's old codes still work. And they would also have to have Biden's current Secretary of Defense authorize an attack or validate an attack if the president authorizes it. So this is just a scare tactic to try to justify the fact that they did this unprecedented, unnecessary, and likely unlawful raid, and they're feeling the blowback in the Biden Justice Department. So now they're trying to say it's like nuclear material, and it's just nonsense. And let me make this last point. Even if President Trump had classified material, which he didn't, because it's declassified by his actions by sending it to Mar-a-Lago, but even if he did, former presidents get federally funded offices. They get staff. They get secure office space called SCIFs. The former president and his staff have security clearances. They have Secret Service protection. There's no allegation that this was going to go into the wrong hands. Now, what I can see happening is maybe President Trump kept some memento, some note with the North Korean leader, or some note with some other foreign leader, a memento, and then the National Archives is claiming that that's a presidential record. Well, even if it is a presidential record, that's dealt with through civil litigation. You don't send in a brigade of 30 FBI agents and do a home raid to get back a presidential record. That's just over the top third world banana republic tactics.
Yeah, I completely agree with the tactic question that a lot of people have right now and that you're highlighting. Speaking with Mike Davis, the founder and president of the Article 3 Project, find him online at article3project.org. You know, you said there that he has the constitutional authority to declassify these documents as the president of the United States. Is that by writ or by action? You've kind of said that if he takes them, they've been declassified. Is it that simple, or does it have to be written on paper and signed or something?
Well, under the statute, there's a statute that says that the president has to go through steps. But remember, the bureaucrats work for the president. The president doesn't work for the bureaucrats. And there is a Supreme Court case from 1987 dealing with the Department of the Navy that's very, very clear. The language is very clear. The Supreme Court held, rightly, that the president has inherent constitutional authority under the Commander-in-Chief Clause in the Constitution to classify and declassify anything he wants. And Congress cannot take that away from him based upon a statute, right? So these statutes would apply to the vice president, that would apply to all the staff, everyone else but the president. And the statute would also apply to the former president, but the statute does not curtail the president's constitutional authority to declassify or declassify any record, any information, any way he wants. And when President Trump left the White House, he's still the president. When he sent those documents out of the White House, he's still the president. He has the constitutional authority to declassify anything he wants. Now, remember, even if he did declassify the nuke launch codes, right, he could still do that. Then Congress could step in and impeach him, right, if he does something that violates the American public trust or hurts the national security interest. There is a recourse. It's called impeachment. But the president can declassify anything he wants, and he is not subject to the Espionage Act for declassifying anything. No president is.
There's no parameter behind what he can and cannot classify.
He has the ability to classify and declassify comes solely from the president's commander-in-chief constitutional authority and nowhere else. The statutes are for people besides the president. Those are for the president's senior advisors, his cabinet secretaries, his vice president, his staff. Anyone else who deals with classified material is subject to the Espionage Act and other statutes that deal with classified materials. The president is not.
Mike Davis with us right now with the Article 3 Project. I want to ask you one more question here, and you can kind of take this wherever you think is necessary. But we know that what Merrick Garland said yesterday about releasing documents. Donald Trump has come out and said he called the search un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary, but he encourages the unsealing of the warrant. We're going back and forth about release the docs. What is to be released, and what will America potentially know that they didn't know before they were, in fact, released to the public?
Well, here's the key. It needs to be the warrant, the inventory of items that they seized, along with the most important thing, which is the affidavit or affidavits from the law enforcement agents that established the probable cause for Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart to improperly order this home raid. Improperly, again, because he was biased under the statute and under the judicial canons for an appearance of conflict or actual conflict. And then he also, you're also going to see when these affidavits come out that doing this home raid was unnecessary. There were other steps that the government could have taken, and the Attorney General Merrick Garland is going to have a hard time explaining his comments yesterday, where he said that this was this was essentially the last resort. This is all they could do to go get this. I'm telling you, unless there was a dying person in Mar-a-Lago, there was no justification for someone to send in 30 FBI agents to raid a former president of the United States.
We appreciate your time today. We're going to continue to follow the Article 3 Project's coverage of this, and we're going to, I guess, wait with bated breath to find out what happens later on today. Mike Davis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Article3project.org is the website. Go give it a check and see what you think. Interesting information, and if you want to see him, he was on with Shannon Bream and two other panelists last night who were discussing this issue, and there are a lot of questions. Again, repeating what I said yesterday, going to continue to repeat it until it's no longer worthy of repeating. But we have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, not a lot of information out there. And you can kind of sit and twiddle your thumbs while you wait for that information to come out. Or you can do what most people do and freak out about it because you've got a predetermined opinion for or against Donald Trump. And you feel like you kind of know how this story ends.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.